This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
It's time to tee it high and let it fly on the Tee Florida.
I demand satisfaction.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the 19th Hole Studios inside Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
How about a Prescott?
Bringing you the week's coverage of all things golf.
He's got to be pleased with Dad.
From PGA to NCAA. And now...
Well, we're waiting.
Let's tee off with Mike Rickard, Oscar Gamer, and John Rieger.
Good morning and welcome to On the Tee Florida on this June 24th, brought to you by Ice Pick Vodka, Shipyard Brewing, and Sea Dogs Brewing. I'm Mike Rickard, head of the Hack Nation. John Rieger, he's on the line. PGA of America Golf Pro calling us from beautiful Crescent Beach, Florida, in the house. A lot of wisdom today. Tom Gribben, the most interesting man in St. Petersburg, Florida, and maybe the state. And then the man, the myth, the legend, Bill Butner from St. Pete Country Club. I still call you coach. You don't mind that, did you, coach?
No, not at all. Keep calling.
You'll be a coach. And unfortunately, the only person I really was anticipating and was excited about coming today, sorry, fellas, was Patty the cart girl. And we hope you feel a little bit better, dear. She's got a little bug, and we'll see her next week. We've got a nice jam show. A lot of topics. John Rieger is ready to rock and roll. What's up, my man? How's your week been?
Hey, week's been great. And actually, we're coming to you from actually on the beach. If you caught the John Rieger report this morning that we post on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter, and link to our website on thetfloridagolf.com, you'll see that we're all set up at the beach right now on Crescent Beach. I'm watching the waves come in there. We got Wild Bill Stereau here. He's going to come on a little bit later and do the Wild Bill Golf Weather Report. So it's beautiful outside here. We're on the beach. The waves are coming in. It's low tide. So, you know, we've got about 100 yards of beach to work with right now. And Wild Bill's got the old Pirates rule flag up. So we're good to go here at Crescent Beach.
You guys are making your own Snoop Dogg commercial up there on the Atlantic Ocean. Of course, we are live in the Ferg's 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios, our full swing studios. We've got the simulator set up. Bill was getting ready for lesson number two with Patty today. We've got some exciting things. We're, of course, at Ferg's, right across from Tropicana Field in downtown St. Petersburg, Florida, each and every week. We will be moving the show to Thursday nights, though, folks. On July 13th, we will go from 5 to 7 across the Tantalk Radio Network and, of course, streaming live on FloridaSportsStream.com. Our affiliates up in northern Florida, they'll pick us up at 5 o'clock as well. So I'm looking forward to that. There'll be parties. We've got Great Bay on board. They're going to assist this, of course, our great friends at Ice Pick Vodka, and I've got some exciting news with Monster as well. So a lot of fun. John Rieger, you were going to make an appearance. He's coming down, you know that, Tom?
Yes.
And
you're getting him a room, right?
I think we've got it figured out. We're not going to tell him yet until I got this pinned down the first of the week. But we will have nice accommodations for you, my friend, for you, and well, more so for the lovely Karen versus you.
Well, we're looking forward to come down there, and I know that Thursday nights is going to be a big deal for us. Expanded to 2 hours of coverage there at on the Tee Florida Golf, and so we're going to have a lot more fun with it. Plus, each Thursday night that we do our show, we're going to have an after party, which will be a lot of fun with that. But looking forward to come down there. My only request to Tom is when you're getting to that room, I want a room that you rent by the night, not by the hour. If you can line that up, would be most appreciative.
I don't know if Mike knows any of those.
Yeah. You shouldn't have CC'd me in the text, brother. I had a whole bunch of wonderful stops on 34th Street that you could have selected. But they probably would have gave you the day rate. Hey, busy week, of course. The weekend, we got the Rocket Mortgage, and that's up in Detroit. And then, of course, the U.S. Senior Open, an event that's near and dear to my heart. It's how I kind of got the bug to want to get into the world of golf in 1999. We had the U.S. Senior Open in Des Moines, Iowa, and that kind of launched the Principal Charity Classic, the Allianz, and it's become a staple, you know, almost 30 years later. And that's when I was fortunate enough to meet the king, Arnold Palmer. And I know you have stories, but the gentleman we're going to bring on right now, Mark Egli, was very, very close to the king. Good morning, my man. How are you?
I'm doing really, really well.
Well, we got John Rager laughing it up. He's on the beach, believe it or not, Mark. And then we've got in the house with us Tom Gribben and Bill Butner. Bill Butner was the coach at Eckerd College for 21 years. I was correct this time. 21 years. And
Bill Butner also played professional competitive golf on tours with me in the late 70s and the early 80s. So I know Bill real well.
How are you, sir?
Doing very well.
I'm the guy that brings everybody together. I can't play golf with the damn, but these three pros that I'm blessed to have in my world, Mark Egli and Bill Butner and John Rager, they've all crossed paths at one time, and I didn't know that, Tom.
Amazing. It's great that you brought Bill on board now, that we have a real pro here to show us what to do.
Exactly.
And he might be taller than me.
Oh, he is, Mark, but not by much. So how are things in the great state of Iowa that I always laud? In fact, we were talking about the John Deere Classic, Bill and I, before we came on the air, and near and dear to your heart, of course, with your good friend Zach Johnson. But how are things in Iowa?
It's actually drizzling and rain here, and the drought may be over for a few of the farmers and the golf courses that appreciate green.
Well, we would take some of that water down here as well in a heartbeat.
Any smoke up there?
With this genetic emphysema and COPD I have, the Canadian fires kicked my butt. And, wow. The whole state, the whole Midwest, all the way out to New York, we've had to suffer way too much with this Canadian crap. You'd have to see your AirPods. No offense meant to the Canadian people.
The Canadian Smoky Bears letting us down.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God!
Hey, it is. It's in Wisconsin. It is the U.S. Senior Open, and it's one of my favorite events. At it's near and dear to my heart, as I said in the opening, because of 1999 and having it in West Des Moines at Des Moines Country Golf and Country Club, and that's kind of when we got invested in the as a city Champions Tour and the Seniors Tour then, and your good friend Ola Palmer, then he opened his signature course at the Tournament Club of Iowa, and the rest is history. But that was a great event in 1999.
Yeah, it was. And do you know how it came to be?
That's what you're here for, my man. Share that story.
J.D. Turner was the head golf professional at Des Moines Golf and Country Club, a legend, living down in Savannah, Georgia now. And he went to Jack Nicklaus's hometown of Columbus and played the Senior Open at Scioto. And he came back, told his members, we can do this better in Iowa right here at Des Moines Golf, and they did it. And it became the greatest U.S. Open Senior Championship ever. Arnold came to town. He played that year. Dave Eichelberger won. And it forever changed the complexion of the United States Senior Open, and gave birth to, making the Champions Tour a better place. And that's why we still have the Principal Charity Classic here in Des Moines, Iowa to this day.
And I remember all of the pros that came in. They didn't know what to expect, going into cornfield land, and they were just extremely impressed. And I think they're probably getting the same reception in Wisconsin, fellas. Plenty of cheese, plenty of cold beer for the guys. And it almost looks like an Iowa track as you walk. And I've driven by it several times when I was in that area.
It's the best. It is the absolute very best. Now, before we go any farther, I want to be able to make a prediction about this Senior U.S. Open. I want to be on the level of John Rieger's prediction about somebody shooting a score at the U.S. Open or the PGA, whatever it was earlier this year, and he was right.
The 66.
I want to predict today that Steve Stricker will finish in the top 10 of the U.S. Senior Open. And that's without seeing any results already.
That's not going out on a limb, for cripe's sakes. He won there when he was a kid. He's won on that track, what, six times, Bill?
No, he's sixth place right now.
Oh, he's in sixth place right now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Way to go out on a limb.
I'm at a big
Mark
risk here. There's a big risk here.
You got that leader?
Kid comes home.
Yeah, we got Bernhard Langer leading at 3 under. The golf course is kicking their butts. Pampling, Rod, and Retief. They're the and there's only 5 players under par, so it's anybody's ball game. Anybody keeping the fairway has a chance.
Yeah, and you know it's always going out on a limb when you pick one person against the field. So
yeah,
hats off to you, buddy.
Yeah, there you go, Mark. Yeah. Hey, I'll make another prediction. Jerry Kelly sneaks into that top 10. How about that for going out on a limb there, John Rager?
Well, you know, I'm just looking down a leaderboard now since we're making such ridiculous picks as far as predicting what's going to go on. I think what you ought to do, Mike, is one of your favorite golfers right now is tied for 17th at +4. So you may want to predict that he's going to finish the top 20. That's no other than Stephen Ames, one of your favorites out there.
Stephen Horseface Ames? I thought you were going to say Colin Ball in Montgomery. I wasn't sure which direction you were going.
So we got to really narrow this down into some really top picks. Okay, so now we got Mark out there. He's in the top 10 with Steve Stricker, which actually it's a pretty solid pick, I might say. We need to predict who's going to win this tournament. So is Steve Stricker going to win? I'm gonna put my money on Retief Goosen. I think it's his year.
Bill Butner?
I've got to go with Stricker. I think he's obviously the hottest senior, and he knows how to play.
Tom Gribben?
Heck, I'm going with the experts, Steve Stricker.
Yeah.
You going Why with, am I going to follow those two?
You're going with Chuck. And Mark Egli, you're sticking with your Steve Stricker to win it or just finish in the top 10?
Oh, I think he's probably – how many shots back is he right now?
Three.
Only three.
Yeah.
Oh, don't waver on me now.
Got a pretty good chance. And remind me of another day that I have to be – you mentioned the guys, Bernhard Langer and Retief Goosen. And there's a radio personality of a guy that won the – I think he won the PGA Championship one year or – something like that. I was at the Senior Open a couple years ago with those guys going down the fairway, and it's too long a story to tell now today, but it was just hilarious. And it's great to see guys like Retief Goosen and Bernhard Langer are really nice guys and funnier than you could imagine. So it's a great story, but it's a 5-minute one, so we'll have to pick a better day than the day when we're talking about the championship.
All right. Well, I'm going to go with where's Miguel at on El Jimenez? I'll add a little intrigue to it. The Spaniard, the wild man, the wine drinker.
He's 4 back. He's in contention.
He's in contention. I'm going with the Spaniard. I love him.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey,
character.
He is a character. The kind of guy you want to sit down and have a cold. John Rager would be right at home with him. He'd have his cigar in his mouth. That's what you should do. That should be on your bucket list, John Rager, with your cigar and your ice pick vodka, sitting down sometime with Angel and tipping a couple.
Well, you know, actually, he's a wonderful golfer and, you know, has won numerous championships around the world, but he's actually best known for his stretching routine. If you go to Google it and you go to YouTube, you'll see his stretching routine, his warm-up, which is just, it's unbelievable. You see what this guy does to warm up before he hits a golf ball, and that's probably his most notable achievement. Millions and millions of people have seen this video.
He's a contortionist. I've seen Mark Egli do that in the morning up there in Iowa when it's a cold morning before he opens up for the kids or the schools.
I'm going to Google that up. I'd like to see that.
Oh, you won't believe it. You won't believe it. He looks like a contortionist. He's getting ready to warm up for some act in the circus. It's unbelievable how much fluidity this guy has at his age. You've seen that, Mark Egger, haven't you?
Yeah, I've seen bits and pieces of it. He's an intriguing person to me that, you know, I'll have John tell me about the stretching thing, but. You know, before we go here today, Mike, though, now that you got Bill Butner on there and you got John Rieger, I don't think some of your listeners understand, you know, the accomplishments these men had as amateurs and as professionals. And I know his kids probably just think he's coached, I'm talking about Bill. But these guys are phenomenal golfers. And, you know, we used to talk golf instruction a little bit from time to time when we had the radio show all those years ago. But you got some talented guys on here that know more than just the players. They know a little bit about how to play the game, too. And maybe someday down the road you can focus on a little bit of that with these great, great professionals.
Well, that'd be great. Yeah,
really. Yeah. Well, that's why we're going to 2 hours so we can squeeze that in. We're going to 2 hours and we've changed down here. I got to get you down here. I've got plenty of Allegiant miles. I need to fly you down here. We've got two golf simulators now on top of the biggest sports bar in Florida at Ferg's, and we turned it into a clubhouse, and that's where we're broadcasting from. In fact, I'll send you some pictures. Bill was giving lessons last week right before we went on the air to one of our finest, Patty the Cart Girl, and but he still will not even touch me. He refuses, like Mark Egley. They see me and they're smart enough to say there's nothing we can do with that cat.
And I noticed Mark didn't mention you or me.
Oh,
complimenting the people on the radio.
No,
experts.
Yeah, yeah.
I was just thinking about something here. I got a golf coach story. Bill will appreciate that because being a long term golf coach at Eckerd College, 21 years. And I had the good fortune of coaching a couple college teams off and on throughout the years. But it has nothing to do with me or Bill. It has to do with a guy named Buddy Alexander. Buddy was the U.S. amateur champ years ago, never turned pro, and became a great Hall of Fame college golf coach at University of Florida. And it's one of those things, you know, you get your young players out there, they look at us like we're a bunch of old men, we can't hit a golf ball, and, you know, what do we know about golf when you're coaching these young guys? So Buddy takes his team out to the sixth hole at the University of Florida golf course, sixth hole's a par three, and every time they would host a tournament or play it, you know, their team would be over par on this hole, and it's about 180 yards. And Buddy rounded up his team one day, there's like eight of them, and there's a guy named Brett Dorman who played on the Canadian Tour, a little bit on the Nike Tour, great player, and was on the team at the time. And Brett told me the story. Buddy takes them all out to the sixth hole. You know, and it says, I'm going to show you how to play the sixth hole. And they all gather around. There's like six or eight of them. Buddy pulls out like a six iron, tees it up, doesn't even take a practice swing, hits a ball into the hole, hole in one. He looks over at his team. He drops the club on the ground. He says, that's how you play this hole, gentlemen. And just walks off.
Well, you know, Mark Egley up there at the Des Moines Driving Range, which you would be very impressed with his facility, Bill Butner, and you would love it. What do you call that, Mark, that overhang? What's the official name of it, the canopy everybody in Florida should have?
It's a cover shot canopy. It's 100 feet long. It helps guys like me that teach all day long avoid skin cancer. And I had a golf lesson before this. Two of them, and I got a third one coming up here at 10:30, and I'm going to stay dry as a bone under there. So yeah, it protects me when it's raining, and it protects me even more when the sun is beating down. And skin cancer is a big concern for, I think Bill and I are the same age. I think we were both born in 1955, or Bill had to be close to that. And
exactly.
Couple of old men.
Skin cancer is a big deal.
And well, I'm just stunned, Mark. I've told you this before, you know, not because you're a friend of mine, but the most impressive driving range, and I have not seen anything like it in on this part of the state. Not Bill may have, but and doesn't it have like a mister, the capability of misting too?
Well, it's on days like today, but I get that from Mother Nature.
But and I tell you what, that is a great facility. But you've got your own stories. But one of the stories I'd like you to share with the audience, and then we'll let you get to your lesson, is Zach Johnson. As we're just, in fact, he's playing this week. As we're getting ready to watch the Ryder Cup here in October, and he's the captain. Share your story about Zach Johnson out on your range. Is a 130-pound junior senior at Drake University that had these visions of grandeur, and probably people besides his father just shook their head. I think he was number four, or number five on the Drake Bulldog team.
He was somewhere in the middle of the pack there, and. He was just the nicest young man. I met him up at Cedar Rapids Country Club when he was probably 8 or 9 years old. And last year down at the PGA Championship, it was really nice. Spent more time with him than I had in a long time. And a lot of people don't know that he had a severely sprained ankle. And, had, you know, back in Iowa, we just want to see him do well all the time. And then, you know, this thing was still acting up again when I saw him at the John Deere Classic, you know, a couple months later. But just a fabulous young kid, fabulous family. And, you know, I think about Mike Rickard. And, you know, he used to have a magazine up here in Iowa called The Sports Connection. And I think of all the great times. And one of the memories I have, Mike was there for the magazine. And when Arnold came and opened up the golf course in Des Moines, and I was able to give him the prototype designed by Wilson's staff putter that became the Arnold Palmer design by. And I was, Mike was there taking pictures for his magazine, and Arnold looked at me, and we were with Dr. Tom Davis, who we played with that day, and the athletic director, and I handed him the putter. He goes, "Oh my God, this hasn't been in my hands for 50 years." And he got tears in his eyes because he knew exactly what it was, because it was the one and only prototype. And I just remember so many great memories of Arnold, and then the memories with Zach Johnson that are similar in nature. Some of the stories, they're all G-rated, but some of them are private. But people do not know how great a man that Zach Johnson is. You know, there used to be big controversies about LIV Golf, and at the PGA Championship, this is where it was all going down. And all I know is, personally, the response that Zach Johnson had to going to the LIV Golf. And it's almost like USA PGA Tour. USA PGA Tour. That's all I'll get into. But when you got this, you have this great leader leading our Ryder Cup team. You have a great American, a great man, and a great father. And I'm just really excited for this year's Ryder Cup. So,
well, I'm just so impressed that he is leading this team, given where he came from in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. And Tom Gribben, you know Italy really well. Italy will embrace this Ryder Cup, and I'm looking very forward to it. And we'll have you on more often to talk about it, and hopefully I can connect with him after they bring the cup home and have a nice conversation. Unfortunately, for the people down here in Florida, if you talk to Zach Johnson in the fall, we got to talk Iowa football, don't we, Mark?
Yeah,
he is over the top Hawkeye fan.
Will that top be right in the fall?
I don't know. What'd you say, Mark?
Hey, you know, I want to mention something that, you know, since Mark's doing that cover tee up there years ago, and I know Bill Butner knew this individual. There was a very well-liked, beloved club pro named Dean Hedstrom, who died of skin cancer. And years ago, a bunch of the club pros in the area, we all got together and had a few pro-ams and raised some money for his foundation. And the purpose of it was to go buy these covered tee areas for public golf courses with, you know, junior golf programs and things like that to keep the kids out of the sun. It's a very worthwhile thing. And, you know, that's very, very forward-thinking of you, Mark, up there in Iowa to do it, because it's it means a lot. You know, I've suffered from skin cancer all my life, and I can tell you that that's really nice to be able to go somewhere and it falls under the cover. When I was a young kid, you know, we didn't wear sunscreen out there. You know, we might put some zinc on our nose and go out there and get burnt to a crisp. So
I didn't even wear sunglasses.
Young folks now to do that.
Yeah, it shows how young you are. We didn't have that stuff when we were kids. Still,
you were up in Michigan. You didn't really need it that often.
They've had zinc for 100 years, but that's exactly what we wore.
Yep, zinc. All right, good Mark Egley, we'll let you get back to what you do best.
One final, I have a compliment for you, Mike. I never thought I'd come on here and be a co-host with a professional as a sports card collector. I never thought I'd be talking to someone that actually has a pro set golf card that's a collectible that you can go out and buy. And now with having Bill Butner on here, you actually have somebody on that I have their golf card.
And is it signed? If it's not signed, you know, it's just not too big a fee, but we can have it signed if you'd like.
Hey, I'm going to say something. I'm going to brag about Bill Buttner. He's just as impassioned as you are, Mark Egli. You've won the Teacher of Your Award numerous times up in Iowa. He's committed to the game of golf and the kids. And I watch him over at Eckerd College, and he's shaking hands and kissing babies. Reminds me of you at Drake University. And I'm blessed to have both of you in my world. I don't know what I did right, but it certainly adds a lot of value to my world.
Yeah, Mark, we're really happy to have you aboard, and to have Bill sitting right next to us is it's even more fun.
It carries us hacks. John Rager, say goodbye to Mark. We got to take a break, and then Mark, thanks, I'll talk everyone to you next week.
Thank you, Mark.
Bye. Have a good one.
Thank you, Mark. Goodbye. Bye. Keep it on that corn up there.
You stay off that corn mash or whatever you're drinking up there on the beach. We'll be back on a Tampa St. Pete Sports Connections on the T Florida live from the Fergs 19th hole clubhouse studios.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the T from the 19th hole studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill at the corner of 13th and Central, across from the Trop in downtown St. Pete, serving Champa Bay for over 29 years, is your iconic headquarters to catch your favorite teams in action with over 95 televisions, 35,000 square feet to serve private parties, game watching events, concerts, and of course all the Rays, Bucks, and Lightning action, along with your favorite collegiate teams. Join the party every game at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Rowdies fans, your Tampa Bay Rowdies are back this Saturday. Join us on Saturday, July 8th at Al Lang Stadium in downtown St. Petersburg as the Rowdies take on Oakland Roots SC at 7:30 p.m. Experience 90 minutes of action-packed soccer you won't want to miss. Enjoy buy one, get one beers, and get your tickets now by calling 727-222-2000 or visiting us at rowdysoccer.com. We'll see you at Al Lang on Saturday, July 8th at 7:30 p.m. Come on, you Rowdies!
Fred here. Welcome to the Sea Dog Treasure Island, a waterfront brew pub with a golf-inspired menu. Known for handcrafted cocktails and a wide variety of award-winning Sea Dog and Shipyard beers brewed right on site. Now serving breakfast daily starting at 8 a.m.
Chef Charlie here, featuring our homemade family recipes. Come try Big Mama's homemade biscuits and gravy, our award-winning shrimp and grits, and our handcrafted Maine lobster Benedict.
Located on the water, just walking distance to the Treasure Island Beach. Enjoyment for all ages. Cheers.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th hole studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
St. Pete Sports Connections on the tee, Florida, on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. We're live from Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill, our 19th hole clubhouse studio. Tom Gribben sitting to my right. Bill Buttner, the famous, yep, Iowa famous Bill Buttner, and of course John Rager up there partying away with the Wild Bill. But,
let's give a shout out to Frankie at Sea Dogs. He's back working there.
Oh, Frankie is back there working. Yes. I saw him the other day. Hey, let's talk to this gentleman we did before, because up here now we're going to have leagues. We're going to have Thursday night get-togethers. The leagues will be on Monday nights. And these guys might be a prime candidate, and we had them on before, and it's the Fairway Social Club, and we're going to talk a little to Eric Barnhart. He's got a great event, the Beau Rivage, is that correct, in Biloxi? Did I pronounce it
correctly? That's right. Hey, Mike, how you doing? Thanks for having me on again. Since we last talked, been extremely busy, but yes, our next event is at the Beau Rivage. The golf course is Fallen Oaks, which is a championship hidden gem in Biloxi, Mississippi. But the battle at the Beau Rivage is September 12th through the 15th. It's a three-day tournament. The whole trip, so at the Fairway Social Club, what we wanted to really put out there is a way for guys to go on a golf trip, guys or girls, compete, meet some new great people, at a really, really amazing golf course. And when you sign up and pay for the package, you really don't have to think about anything else. So when you get there on the 12th, we have three rounds of golf baked into that cost of $25.99 is three rounds of golf. Your stay at the Beau Rivage Casino, amazing casino in Biloxi. An opening kickoff dinner reception at the world famous Mary Mahoney's. So much fun. And then your golf gambling is included in that cost, as well as a end of the round tournament luncheon with prizes. You can win team and individual events, custom swag. I mean, we bake it all in, Mike.
Well, let's go back for people who didn't listen to us, and we've added a couple of stations that had not heard about the Fairway Social Club. I love the concept, and I'm going to get you guys involved up here at the 19th Hole Clubhouse, because we've got two of these full swing simulators now. We're going to have leagues on Monday nights. We might even be able to create a Fairway Social Club night and have you guys here from time to time. Frequently be great, but a nice spot on a rainy day or a hot day like today for you guys to assemble down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, and that's something else we can think about as we cross promote each other.
We love it. We absolutely will. We'll bring some folks from the and there's a lot from the Sarasota, Bradenton area, but you know, really through Central Florida and then folks from all over the country have come to our events. Our last event was at Pinehurst. Oh my gosh, Mike, it was amazing. I don't know if you've been there. We played number two, number three, number four was our tournament rounds, and then we had an additional skills competition out at the Cradle, where one guy walked away with $2,000 by beating out the other 48 guys. So it was a lot of fun, and I think made some core memories at that event.
Well, I've got a post for me. Bill Butner from St. Pete Country Club. You know a little bit about that area, and you're going to be up there for a month.
Be up there next week, as a matter of fact. I'll be playing the Cradle. I'll be playing all around Southern Pines, Pinehurst.
Did you hear that draw?
Yeah, I did.
He's getting moisty-eyed when you talk about North Carolina and his heels. He's an emotional guy anyway, but you talk about North Carolina to him, and he starts doing the James Taylor song and getting moisty.
Hey,
I'm going to pipe in about a restaurant up in Biloxi. We went to we were on a trip across country, and this is years ago, and this is the first restaurant. I can't remember the name of it, but when you ask the locals up there, they'll tell you what it is. But there's this restaurant. It was a combination of Thai and Southern fried chicken. So you'd walk into this restaurant, and there's a statue of Buddha, and right next to it is a Dale Earnhardt racing poster for NASCAR. And so I asked the owner, I said, you know, how in the world do you come up with this concept? You combine Thai food with Southern fried chicken. And they said, that's the only two types of food we can get after Katrina. We're the first restaurant to open. We can only get Thai food. We can only get fried chicken. So that's what we serve. So when you get up there, we'll ask around on that a little bit.
We will. Absolutely. Thank you for that. That's spending time with some guys that love golf, guys and girls that love golf. Eating some great food up there and playing at a world class venue. I mean, that's at the core of what we're trying to provide for folks. So you know, today it's easier than ever to get three or four guys together and gals and go to a resort and have that experience. But we really wanted to add that team event and that competitive Ryder Cup style into our format. So that you're playing for a team, but you're also playing individually for, you know, there's only so many opportunities we have to you know, hit those competitive juices flowing and have fun and do something that we love to do. And so that's what we're all about and open to everybody. So, you know, if you're interested, if you've got September 12th through the 15th, we have a few spots open. Would love to have you come out and check us out at fairwaysocialclub.com. Feel free to reach out, send me an email, eric@fairwaysocialclub.com and start a conversation. And if this is something that kind of scratches you where you itch, we'd love to have you on this event, and we guarantee you will have an amazing, amazing time. The course is such an amazing course. The food is great, whether it's Thai country fried chicken or low country crab boil type of fare. And then the casino is a world-class in Biloxi. So combine all three of those. It's going to be a great, great event.
Well, we need to combine our efforts somewhere here in Western Florida and bring our traveling road show with Patty the Cart Girl. We've got Kerry McNally. He's a golf comedian, and we've got pros. Tom Gribben here is the consummate promoter, and will surround himself with a lot of talent. So we should mix the Fairway Social Club and On the Tee Florida together and throw a nice shindig here in the next 12 months.
That would be great in Biloxi. I went through a long time ago. I went through there with Jimmy Buffett, but we didn't get to play golf.
No, I'm sure you didn't. Did they run you out of the state?
No, they loved him.
Did they?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I love it, Mike. Bring a Hacker Nation team up to Beau Rivage in September.
I got pros now, man. I got pros in my world.
We're bringing Bill.
Yeah. We're bringing Rager and
Patty the Card Girl.
Yeah, Patty the Card Girl.
I love it.
Yes. Attention. Yeah, we'll have a lot of fun.
Hey, how do we find you guys online out there at the Fairway Social Club? Where do you go to find out about it and sign up?
www.fairwaysocialclub.com.
You'll have to excuse him. He usually carries me, but he's up on the beach right now with Wild Bill, and he's got a stogie, and he's got an ice pick Bloody Mary in his hands. You only gave the website twice, John. That's okay, buddy.
The rule of radio, you want to give it out three times, not just twice. You want to give it three times.
FairwaySocialClub.com.
FairwaySocialClub.com. That's four now. We've exceeded the three, Eric. And
we have this event in September at Beau Rivage, in November Kiowa, and that rounds out the format for this year. And then preparing and planning for next year. But it's really trying to focus on those bucket list world class event locations. So that's when you're checking off some of those bucket list types of things to go play golf and with some great people who are just as crazy about golf as the Hacker Nation and meet some great people along the way. So that's what the game of golf is all about for us, and that's what we're trying to package and put together so that you can just show up, not have to think about anything, and compete and have a great time.
Well, we'll do that for you here as well. We'll pick the course. You tell us where you want to play, and we'll have plenty of cold beverages and Ferg's food. So that's where we'll have our planning sessions. Your planning sessions will be at the 19th hole. You have a great weekend. Great 4th of July, my man, and I'll be talking to you soon.
All right. Take care, Mike. Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
You bet. That, of course, is Eric Barnard. I love that concept. A lot of them, these are professional guys that just want to let their hair down. I believe several of them are attorneys. You may not even know their circle. And John Rager, what's Wild Bill doing right now?
Well, right now it's going to be time for Wild Bill's golf weather report up here from the beach. So I'm going to come on over to Bill here. And Bill, it's your time to shine. And what is the Wild Bill Yank and Crank Extreme Fine Fishing Weather Report? What we got here?
Woohoo! Wild Bill here. It is a hot and balmy 87 degrees coming out of St. Augustine and Crescent Beach. We have offshore winds coming in, and the fish are not biting. Gosh darn it. So we got a Yank and Crank and get the fish coming out. And woohoo! Wild Bill's Weather Report.
Weatherman. Yeah, the favorite weatherman. Hey, if the fish aren't biting, start drinking. Take some advice from me. I can't fish or golf, but I can tell you how to drink.
Well, that's fantastic. We appreciate Bill doing that. For all our listeners out there, our sponsors like Bill with Yank and Crank, Extreme Fine Fishing Fashion, and Sea Dog, and Ice Pick, and Shipyard Brewery, Ferg's. If you go to onthetfloridagolf.com, you'll see all the links to our sponsors out there. And also, we try to include our sponsors on all of our social media. We try to have a fun, light, airy look at our sponsors, our radio show on our social media. So on the tfloridagolf.com, go there. And we do appreciate Wild Bill's support of the show, especially all that Yankee Craig swag that he gave us. We got a lot of giveaways here for upcoming Thursday night, July 13th, when we start our show from 5 to 7. We'll have 2 hours. You know, we need 2 hours because we got so much hot air out there right now. We've got to have 2 hours to fill that time.
Well, we'll be talking entertainment, the world of entertainment and food and golf, you know, the things that Tom and I originally talked about when we had this concept. But I'm going to tell you one thing. I think Wild Bill, you know, is he an oral surgeon? We had him down here. He's an oral surgeon, correct?
That is correct.
Occasionally, he might have got his own laughing gas or whatever they put the people under with, and it's remained for years. He is a character, man.
No, the cold toddy and that'll do it.
Well, you know, he's a very unusual person in the sense that not only from the profession that he has and his personality, but his military background and the life he's led, how he came from living on a farm with dirt floors all the way up to being one of the premier oral surgeons in the United States. So we appreciate him being on the show and providing our golf weather because, my goodness, there's no way our listeners and us, we can just walk outside and look up and see what the weather is. We have to rely on Wild Bill every Saturday for that update.
All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll take a quick break and we'll be back on the T Florida live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Ice Pick Studios.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the T from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
This is Mike Rickard, and I personally want to welcome our new supporter and partner, my Iowa friend, Barb with Champa Bay. Barb Grossenheider is with First Class Real Estate Gulf to Bay, and Barb brings her Midwest work ethic, her integrity, her commitment to every client, combined with her knowledge as she grew up in a family of home construction success for decades. Barb's energy and her bubbly personality take the stress out of the challenge of home buying in today's difficult market. I assure you, I've recommended her to my friends, and I look forward to spreading her professional service to all of Champa Bay. So reach out today with Barb from Champa Bay, barbwithchampabay@gmail.com, or give her a call at 813-564-4134. That's Barb with Champa Bay. Give her a call today, 813-564-4134. Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, serving Champa Bay for 29 years, voted the Bay's best wings and sports bar, located across from Tropicana Field, is your sports headquarters and private party destination. Weekly live music, axe throwing, dog park, raised bucks and lightning watch parties, every game and 95 televisions to guarantee your favorite team's games are always on. Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, Champa Bay's iconic sports and party headquarters.
I'm Captain Jeff Figgers from Florida Fishing and Adventures. Do you want to constantly catch more fish, spend less time changing baits? If so, Monster 3X baits, jigs, and scents are the answer. Monster 3X baits are tough, durable, and resistant, which allows you to catch more fish per bait. The combination of the Monster 3X lure with the ProCure bait super scent, you will be landing more fish right away. Whether it's the Monster 3X Ultra Soft or the X Swim lures, Swim Shad, Paddle Tails, Crawfish, or the X Frog, Monster 3X, you'll always find it in my tackle box.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
On the tee, Florida, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, I'm Mike Rickard, head of the Hack Nation. Next to Tom Gribben and, of course, Bill Butner across from me. Ben Botham just walked in the house. And up on Crescent Beach, Florida, we've got John Rager and Wild Bill. And it's been a fun day. A lot of conversation. But we need to get that leaderboard. Do you have that leaderboard in front of you by any chance, John Rager, for the Rocket Mortgage?
Leaderboards, we got leaderboards. Let's go ahead and take a look at some of the leaderboards out there. I know the Rocket Mortgage, you know, it's been another birdie fest this week. And, you know, Ricky Fowler is the story. He's the guy that is doing very well. Obviously, it's been a tale of the two Taylors, Taylor Moore and Taylor Pendrith. at 13 under, but Ricky Fowler's right up there at 12 under. So I think the whole world's rooting for him to break through this weekend. And, you know, great tournament, but also Ricky does represent Rocket Mortgage. That's one of his main sponsors on the PGA Tour. So, you know, just like last week, Keegan Bradley, you know, wins the tournament in his hometown. He was featured all week, and he ends up winning the tournament. I think karma is going to set in. I think Ricky's going to win this weekend, and I think he's going to pull it through. They are dealing with a lot of smoke and overcast from the fires up there. But leaderboard, if you want to round out the top 10, there's a variety of folks you probably have never, ever heard of. But we have heard of Colin Morikawa and Sam Bennett and Jez Rebe and Lucas Glover, former U.S. Open champ. So they're rounding out the top 10 there, anywhere from 10 to 13 under. This is a golf course that anything can happen. You might get somebody get froggy and go out and shoot a 64 or 5 today, move right up the leaderboard.
Thank you very much. Brought to you by Ice Pick Vodka, John Rager. Keep in mind that on the 13th, we will be moving to 2 hours. But this Monday, we're having kind of a soft opening July 3rd party here. And it's going to be from 6 to 9. We've got bands. And I'm going to do 3 hours of streaming radio right here, kind of an entertainment show. Right in front of the simulator, we'll have some long drive contests, give away some swag. You know, recognize red, white, and blue. God bless America, and have some fun. So come on down this Monday to Ferg's if you're in the area, and we'll be doing a lot of giveaways and have a lot of fun. I've got some guys coming that I've already had a challenge, significant financial challenge on long drive contest. So I think that'll be a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to that. And then, of course, the 13th. John Rager will be in the house. We might have to have you call in from North Carolina up there and give us a segment or two from time to time, Bill Butner.
Let me know. I'm there. I'm ready for you.
Do you have the Champions Tour updated in front of you as well?
John? We got it all right here on Crescent Beach. I mean, we have the technology. So do you want to pull up the Champions Tour? That was the U.S. Open we just talked about, but we can talk about that again. But as I look at it, you know, Bernhard Langer is leading the pack. I think he's 66 years old now. He's 3 under par. Very difficult golf course up there. The cut was at +9. I was rooting for Rocco Media to make the cut, and he just finished at +10. But +9 is the top 10 in the cut. Rodney Pampling, Retief Goosen, who's my pick to win this weekend. Dickie Pride, Jerry Kelly, all at -1. Of course, we talked about Steve Stricker earlier in the show. Ernie Els is tied with Steve Stricker. And none other than Y.E. Yang, who is former PGA Championship, one of the only people to beat Tiger Woods. I just love saying that name. Y.E. Yang is tied for 8th place. World's most interesting man, Miguel Jimenez. Hey, and there's a guy named Paul Stankowski. He looks like the actor Gary Oldfield. He could be mistaken walking down the street for him. He's tied for 10th, so he's having a good Champions Tour U.S. Senior Open approach here this week.
You got anything over there?
I was going to say our local Mike Finster. He was up there, qualified for his 5th as an amateur U.S. Senior Open.
He's from St. Pete.
He's from St. Pete, and we just played against him last week in the St. Pete Cup.
Where's he play out of?
He plays Mangrove-ish, so he's kind of all over the place.
Very impressive.
Yeah. Where's he at on the board?
Unfortunately, he finished poorly yesterday in +11. He was probably 2.
Oh, he's right on the edge. Well, that would have been a great story.
Hey, you know, while we're chatting our guys, I have a young man. He's not a young man anymore because he's playing in the U.S. Senior Open, but he worked for me as an assistant pro up at Hale Plantation up in Gainesville, the Gary Player course, named Tony Wise. And he was a young guy, started out in the cart building, became an assistant pro, and then he became a basketball coach. His older brother is like one of the top TV basketball analysts for the Gators and for the SEC Network. But Tony qualified for the U.S. Senior Open. He didn't make the cut either. He was +21. But he reached out to me, getting me to line up some practice rounds with some of the guys up there before they went up. So proud of him. There's a lot of great stories about the U.S. Senior Open because you can just go out, you can qualify and get in. I have never qualified for it. Bill, have you qualified for the U.S. Senior Open?
I have not really played competitive golf for the last 15 years. So, no, I have not.
You have not?
Well, you know, I had
hung up the sticks.
Competitively, I hung up the sticks about 50.
He'll take your money out on the court.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure you've taken a shekel or two off some poor saps like me.
Well, that's part of the game.
Well, Bill, you you'll appreciate this, Bill. When I turned 50, some of my friends said, hey, why don't you go play on the Champions Tour? I said, what are you talking about? Well, you're 50. You're not beat up from traveling all over the world. You're in great shape. You know, you get your golf game back here. You know, why don't you go try to play it? I said, I'm not going to do that. And they go, why not? And I said, they beat me then, and they'll beat me now.
Well, yeah, but that you could have been in the U.S. version of Stephen Alkier. Look at the career he's had, the Aussie.
Yeah, but he is not. He's not a spring chicken either. He's been a great player all of his life, and has quite a record. Just nobody ever heard of him until he got on the Champions Tour. But he already was like one of the top players in the world when it comes to, especially at that age. You know, when he was about 45 years old, he was still playing the Corn Ferry Tour.
Hey, plus the older you get, I mean, touring is not as exciting as much.
That's a retired musician.
I love touring in the band, but I wouldn't do that now.
Hey, speaking about touring, we saw Peter Frampton Wednesday night up here at the St. Augustine Amphitheater. He was great.
I'm going to go see him tomorrow night.
He's on his way down here to the new sound.
Tomorrow night.
Clearwater, yeah.
I'm going tomorrow night.
He was fantastic.
We've got some
health issues. So he has to walk with a cane, so he sits down the entire time, but so does his other two guitar players, and of course the drummer and the piano player. They all sit, and the music was absolutely spot on, fantastic. I mean, he has still got the voice and the talented fingers to play that guitar. You're going to have a great time seeing Peter Frampton.
His shows in the last 10 years are better than it was when he was young.
Really?
Yeah, John is right.
I saw him in 1976. 80,000 people. He was the headliner at Arrowhead Stadium in Kansas City where the Chiefs play. And he was the headliner. And that was when his two album set came out. So he is that good right now, John Rager and Tom?
Yes, he is. He's better.
Well, I'm going tomorrow night. I'm ecstatic now. What else is exciting?
Yeah, it'll be wonderful.
All right. Well, tell Wild Bill. I don't know who's supposed to keep an eye on you, or he's supposed to keep an eye on himself. But you two are a dangerous duo up there this early in the day, out on the beach already.
No more dangerous than our wives who just stopped by in the middle of the broadcast, grabbed our credit cards, and they've gone shopping. That's danger. If they gave you a cup of coffee.
Hey, my advice to you is to start drinking heavily.
We'll start now.
All right, my man. You guys have a great weekend and a great 4th of July, and I'll be talking to you soon. Looking forward to you making your first in-person appearance.
Yeah, me too.
Happy Independence Day, everybody. Celebrate the birth of our country, everybody. Woo! Happy 4th of July.
Beautiful.
Got it.
Well, Bill Butner, I'm going to miss you, but I'm going to hold you to that. We'll get some live reports from North Carolina while you're up there.
That'd be great. I look forward to being here on the 3rd. So I'll look forward to that driving test. And
you're coming down.
Yeah,
I need you.
I did.
We're going to sit. Yeah, of course. We're going to sit right here. We're going to have a lot of fun. You're tied up, I believe.
I think the 3rd. 17th. Up. 50, right?
All right. From the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios, I'm Mike Rickard. For John Rager, Tom Gribben, Bill Butner, Mark Egli, and Matt on the controls, thanks for listening to On the Tee Florida. Stay tuned to Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. And as always, God bless you, God bless America, and remember to keep it in the short grass and hit them straight.